From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following Pyongyang's fifth and largest nuclear test. North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. South Korea says the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
South Korea and the United States are reported to have begun their search for radioactive materials following the nuclear test. The investigation team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive material such as xenon. Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes have killed dozens of people in the rebel-held areas of Aleppo. And the just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached and to try to end the violence in Syria, Abdul Khalid is a civil defense worker in the area. He said in the period of Eid, people are coming together to buy things for the children. They targeted them and the strike landed in the middle of the market, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. Earlier, Syrian state media reported the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. And 15 years ago today, commercial planes were flown into the World Trade Center buildings in New York, U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon outside Washington. Another plane was crashed into a field in western Pennsylvania. The terrorist attacks took nearly 3,000 lives on September 11, 2001. President Barack Obama spoke about the so-called 9/11 attacks during his weekly address to the nation Saturday.
As we reflect on these...
President Obama went on to say in that address on Saturday about the concerns about the 9/11 attack yesterday, and he'll be speaking also later today at the National Service of Remembrance. Mr. Obama will lead a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks. Top Afghan officials and representatives of an anti-government armed group have reported major progress in their protracted peace negotiations. The groundbreaking development comes at a time when the largest insurgent group, the Taliban, has intensified attacks across Afghanistan and has made territorial gains in parts of the country. Nearly 2 million Muslims from across the globe have converged on Saudi Arabia for the annual five-day Hajj, with Syrian pilgrims taking time to pray for peace in their country. The Hajj is an act of faith required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. During the Hajj, pilgrims seek forgiveness for their sins and meditate on their faith. Iran is holding an alternative Hajj in Karbala. Citing Saudi incompetence and a poor response by health and safety officials following a deadly stampede at last year's Hajj in Mecca. For the second time in less than a year, Croatians are deciding Sunday on a new government and snap elections. Exit polls predict a close outcome between candidates, possibly resulting in a new parliament that some say could be another barely functioning government. Initial results are expected late in the day Sunday. The news of the snap vote for the European Union's newest member came a day after Parliament was formally dissolved and less than a year after the last vote. In the run-up to Britain's referendum on whether to remain in the European Union, opponents of Brexit warned that leaving the bloc would leave the country in economic peril. But the country's economy appears to have performed strongly and the 78 days since the vote, undermining predictions of gloom and doom. And now, leading Brexiters are calling more loudly for a quick, sharp break with the EU or a hard Brexit. Britain's Prime Minister must trigger the start of Britain's formal withdrawal from the EU within weeks. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.